So I want to move on to a couple other papers. Before I do, we have to ask the critical question around this table, which is, what does this mean? What have you been doing since ASCO? George, are you presenting bisphosphonates, putting cost and reimbursement aside? Are you presenting it to your patients? Are they bringing it up to you?
I've certainly discussed it with premenopausal ER-positive patients who are receiving hormonal therapy for node-positive disease, which is the population of patients in this study. And I think it's reasonable to at least discuss it with patients at this point.
Have you actually started anybody on it?
Yes.
Andy?
I should just preface my comment by stating that despite approaching 15 or 20 women to participate in the soft trial, I have not successfully randomized a single patient on that trial. Outside of that trial, I admit to using ovarian suppression and aromatase inhibition for high-risk premenopausal ER patients, and certainly this becomes an issue. I think that even if you don't believe necessarily that the answer is in about the anti-tumor effect, if you're going to make a premenopausal woman postmenopausal, put her on an aromatase inhibitor, there are enough other strong reasons to consider using a bisphosphonate just in terms of skeletal consequences.
Lisa, are you presenting this to your patients?
You know, I'm certainly discussing it with the patients. As you know, the history of bisphosphonates as adjuvant therapy is a mixed one. And what I tell them is that we're anxiously awaiting both B34 and Azure results.
And that's NSABP B34 cladrinate.
That's correct, which should also be reported somewhere around in the next year or so. What I typically do with them is I tell them that we know that bone health is an issue for breast cancer patients and that bisphosphonates have a role to play there, and that there is a distinct possibility that we'll be also using them for breast cancer reasons in the future. But I put them on SO307 if they're inclined that way.
So that's the SWOG trial?
That's the SWOG trial, which is a randomization amongst three different bisphosphonates. Two are oral and one is IV Zimet. It's given more frequently. The European study gave the zoledronate every 6 months in a sort of anti-osteoporosis kind of schedule. The SWOG study gives it monthly for the first few months and then every 3 months. So it's a more frequent schedule.